Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, first of all, kudos picking up another Hauser. I mean, you just keep scooping that net up. So nice job there.
Thanks. Yeah, no, obviously yesterday was a huge day for our program with Joey officially signing his national letter of intent. You know, I think Joey's one of the top high school players in America. He's a really versatile player, great teammate, has a winning pedigree, and we can't wait to get him on campus.
So the outlook for this season, I guess, we you know, obviously last year you had some success and you get some taste and then you kind of want to build upon that. So what is your outlook this season?
Well, you know, we're hoping to build off last year, although our team is very different. Last year we had a more experienced team. We lost 3,000-point scores to graduation. We're replacing those guys with, I think, some young and talented freshmen who lack some experience. But, you know, again, I think we can be a very efficient offensive team. I think we can be a very good shooting team. We obviously have to improve on the defensive end. That was not an area that we were particularly very good at last year. But I think this team has shown a commitment to it, certainly working hard at it. And I think this group will get better and better as the weeks go on.
Looking at top to bottom, obviously some of the bigger teams there, Villanova is a team that's you know, going to try to lead this top-heavy league. And the thing about it is the Big East, as much as people want to look at the non-football conferences, this is a conference in which basketball reigns supreme. And it's sometimes the records aren't indicative of the style of play or of the quality of play because you guys just beat up on one another, correct?
Yeah, you know, the conference is just a bear. I mean, look, at the end of the last season, 70% of our teams made the NCAA tournament. I mean, that's a percentage that's unheard of. And as good as the league was last year, I think it'll be even better this year. 8 of the 11 all-conference players return. We have some of the most experienced and oldest teams in the league. And every night is a battle. And the traditional round robin, I think, adds to that. And it is a basketball conference. Every school in our league has made a huge commitment to their basketball programs because they drive the athletic bus at those universities. And it's just a really fun league to be a part of, but certainly not easy.
You've got a younger team, like you had mentioned. You lose some experience. So, and like many teams throughout the state, we start talking about what does that youth mean when you have to then try to, I'm not saying rebuild it, so to speak, but when you got to figure out a flow and a rotation and experience. I mean, because guys are going to gain experience throughout the season, but early on in the season when some of these games are really, you know, kind of in the balance, then what do you do? How do you get a guy to age, so to speak?
Well, I think you have to start with your experienced players and hope they set a good tone on a day-to-day basis. And even some of our experienced players have only, you know, played at our place for a year, but those guys at least have some idea what it takes to win at the college basketball level. So we need those guys to be remarkably consistent while those other guys are growing into who they're going to be. And I think our freshmen, all of them, can be really good players. It is a matter of game experience. But with our non-conference early in the year, you know, we play some outstanding teams. So, you know, our freshmen are going to be thrown into the fire a little bit, and they'll have to handle themselves and against outstanding teams in high-pressure situations.
Offensively speaking, is this all rolling through Marcus Howard's hands, or do you feel comfortable with distribution? Or, I mean, because obviously he's considered one of the nation's top shooters.
No, for sure. And Marcus obviously is a huge key to our season. I think one of the things that allowed us to have one of the best offenses in the United States last year was our balance. So we're not going to hang, you know, the offense running through just one guy. I don't think the defenses are too good to just take one guy out of the game. I think we need to be a balanced offensive group. Obviously, Marcus is going to be a huge part of our offense because of his ability to score the basketball. Andrew Rousey, will also be a huge part of what we do. He's a Big East Sixth Man of the Year last year and is a very good offensive player. And Sam Hauser is a little bit like the straw that serves the drink for us because he does a little bit of everything on the offensive end. And, you know, those three guys were very good offensive players for us last year, and we're hoping that we can expect the same things and more from them this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sam and company, those are the guys that kind of clean the glass as well. I mean, as far as rebounds per game goes and just kind of going over some of the things that I've seen out of them, those are the guys that you rely upon really to clean the glass and get that fast break going because you prefer an up-tempo style of basketball.
Yeah, we want to play up-tempo and play with pace, you know, obviously not with the not with disregard to taking good shots or turning the ball over, but you know, we want to play fast and try to score before the defense gets set. And if the defense is able to get set, we really rely on ball movement and player movement and being unselfish as a group. And our guys, I think, are still buying into those things.
The expectation this year as far as, the season itself, let's start with the Big East. Everybody wants to win the Big East. What are you looking for out of a young team?
Well, you know, I think we want to keep moving forward and growing as a program. I mean, last year we were projected to be in the bottom half of the Big East, and we finished, you know, in the top half of the Big East. And I think we want to continue to do that, climbing the ladder step by step in the Big East Conference, which is not easy because of, you know, we're not a conference that loses a lot of kids to the NBA draft, so teams are what they are year after year. But we want to keep moving the needle forward in terms of, you know, where we stack up against our Big East competition as we did last year.
Do you use, like, those preseason projections? Are you one of those guys that'll cut it out, put it, you know, on bulletin board fodder and say, this is where they expect us to be, let's prove them wrong?
You know, I think our guys are in tune with that stuff enough now, and information is so readily available that our guys understand where we're picked. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's what you do on the court that counts. And, you know, we try to focus on that. What can we do on a day-to-day basis to improve ourselves collectively and to improve ourselves individually so when the ball goes up in the air, you know, we're ready to do battle with anybody that we're matched up against.
Talking with head coach of Marquette Golden Eagle, Steve Wojciechowski. Wojo joining us on the line. And I had talked to Greg out of Wisconsin and Link a little bit earlier from UW Green Bay about being a younger team. Does that mean your depth and your rotation gets longer or shorter because of experience?
Well, you know, I think early on, a lot of times, you know, you're going to go with your more experienced guys just because they understand, you know, what it takes. And the young guys have to catch up, you know, to the older guys that you have in their program. And so I think that's how you run the race with a younger team is they got to catch up with the older guys as opposed to slowing the older guys down and to the younger guys' pace. But I think our younger guys will improve. I think they attack practice pretty well compared to most freshmen I've been around. And I think Theo John and Jamal Cain and Greg Elliott, those three kids, will all have roles on our team this year and help our team win games.
Before I let you go, I asked Greg this yesterday, and I'm going to ask you the same thing. With everything that's going on in college basketball and the negative headlines about shoes and money and things like that, how do you, I guess my question becomes, how do you stay away from that? Because there's so much out there that can drag you down. How do you do your due diligence in keeping that out of your own backyard?
Well, I think there's constant communication between myself and everybody in the program, certainly with my staff and with my players that, you know, we're going to do it the right way and we're not going to take any shortcuts. You know, a clear conscience, it makes a good pillow. And, you know, you should never compromise your integrity or character in order to, you know, make a quick buck or to get a quick win. You know, we're in this to build a sustainable program, and that doesn't happen if you're doing it the right way quickly. You have to build it brick by brick, but I won't compromise on that. You know, what people say about me in terms of my integrity is far more important than what people say about me as a coach.
Well, Joe, always a pleasure. We wish you guys the best of luck. We hope to have you on throughout the rest of the season and wish you a lot of wins, man. Looking forward to it, okay?
Thanks so much.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.